Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So it's time for another trip to the Spirit of Harrogate, of course, the home of Slingsby's gin, everybody's favourite gin. I'm here with Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Beth. How are we doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, we're going to talk very shortly about a special autumnal syrup. Last month, we did a load of stuff about jam, figs, damsons, sloes, and we're going to talk syrup shortly. But first of all, you have had a very busy week. You have been down south in London with Slingsby's. Tell us about your busy week and what you've been up to.
Yes, well, basically, we hosted a botanical dinner down south in London, and the concept was to get people from London that are working the bar industry to try Slingsby gin, but to do it a slightly different way. We worked really closely with Running Park. They designed a botanical menu, so basically, they handpicked some of the botanicals that they reuse in our gin, so 12 out of the 24 come from Running. And they basically made a food menu designed around that, a three-course menu.
A gin-inspired dinner, I like it.
Yes, and what I did was I worked alongside them with the menu to create gin-based cocktails to pair with each course. And then on the evening, myself and my colleague George, you might know him as the Tonic King, we worked behind the cocktail bar that we'd set up there and basically made 34 drinks for each course for everyone there. The idea being that they got to try Slingsby as a gin and tonic, they got to try it neat, then they got to try it working and pairing with food to see how it works. Because one of the main things now is in the food and drink industry, especially because most good cocktail bars tend to be paired with a restaurant now, is to see if the drinks actually work with the food. Because we all know about wine pairing and then to a certain extent beer pairing, but cocktails can be paired as well.
True, I often kind of think of them as a standalone thing before or after dinner, but actually to drink them throughout dinner, that's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. And if you've got three courses of food and you've got three courses of cocktails, you know, you're gonna have a good meal regardless of if it's nice or not.
So what was their feedback like? How did it go?
Really, really well. Really good feedback. Everyone seemed to really love the Navy Strength, which, again, is one of our most popular things, even though it's only a limited edition. They loved everything, really. The cocktails went down a treat. Everyone's favourite seemed to be the second one, which was an interesting one, because we actually used Bronte liqueur as well, a local Harrogate liqueur, which is blackberries and sloe in it as well, because the main course was with lamb. Yeah. So that was a blackberry sloe, rhubarb gin, cranberry, fresh lemon with a pink prosecco drink, garnished with rosemary and red currants to go really well with the lamb and the red wine jus that it came with. Everyone seemed to be having a good time. They were pretty drunk though, so pinch of salt.
Well, that happens. But yeah. Now, the next part, Alex, is to talk autumn. Last month we made some jam that we can use in a cocktail. You can go and listen to that again right now, strayfm.com. Tonight we're talking syrups. Are you ready to teach us how to make an autumnal syrup?
Absolutely. Always prepared. People have been making slow gin for years, but typically it takes a few months. Now, what you can do here, using sloe, damson or fig, we recommend sloe because people love sloe gin, but damson gin is damn good and fig's fantastic. all the alliteration today.
Yeah.
So about 500 grams of whichever of the fruits you want to use, 600 grams of caster sugar and 600 milliliters of boiling water. Wash everything, make pricks in it if you need to, place it in a large wide pan, bring the water to a simmer gently, and then press the fruit against the sides of the pan to release the extra flavour.
Okay.
Remove the stones and pips and stuff like that. And then what you want to do is simmer the syrup until the mixture is reduced by about half. Usually takes about 20 minutes. And then you're going to add the sugar until the sugar is dissolved. And bring the syrup to a gentle boil for about 3 minutes. And then remove it from the heat, allowing the syrup to cool down. And then you're going to strain and sieve and remove everything from it. Leave that to chill for a little bit. Place it in the fridge. And it should have the same consistency to honey. So it's a little bit thicker than a traditional sugar syrup. That thickness, when you add the gin to it, it'll come out at a similar consistency to a sloe gin as opposed to being really thin or really syrupy. We recommend you use a Navy Strength gin.
Slingsby's preferably?
Of course. Not just because it's our latest limited edition, because it'll give you a nice high strength gin. But if you wanted something more the strength of sloe gin, you could use a normal London Dry, probably Slingsby's. What you want to do is using like a large kilner jar, so like a 1 litre jar, add your navy strength gin or your desired gin or alcohol of choice, and then keep adding a little bit of the syrup and sort of shaking it and trying it until you've kind of reached a desired flavor, strength, sweetness profile that kind of works for you. And what you actually want to do is you want to store in the fridge for a couple of days, maybe up to a week, and what that'll do is it'll let the flavors develop. You can keep tasting it throughout that, add more or less, and at the end of that week, which is like the recommended time, but after a couple of days, if you really kind of want to get going, you
okay,
can.
Right.
You should have either a slow fig or damson gin, or gin liqueur, depending on how strong it is. And it will, yeah, it might not taste exactly the same as one that you've steeped for 6 months, but it will give you a good flavour, and it's a quicker and easier method.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.